People are being selected and killed because they are Muslims. This is a sign that you are a Muslim. Therefore, we shaved it off that we must not be counted as Muslims and perhaps we must not be killed. He said, I went to those people who didn't have a beard and I started seeing them keeping a beard. I said, why did you start keeping a beard? You didn't have a beard. He said, we started keeping a beard because we see people are dying. People have been selected and have been killed. Now we realize we can also die. And we felt that if we are going to die, let us die with the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what happens when you are put to trial because of your deen. People who are pious shaved off their beards. And people who are not pious, they started keeping beards. This is what happened at the time of partition. Let us not be judgmental and make sometimes callous and sometimes, you know, remarks which are judgmental. They are getting this because of this, this and that. We don't have the right to do so. Second aspect we must keep in mind is, while we feel hurt and we feel the anguish, what is very, very important is, the world is not a place of retribution, brothers. The world is not a place where Allah Ta'ala reward people for their good deeds. The world is not a place where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala immediately punishes people for the wrong that they have done. This is the place of imtihan. And imtihan, you know, when you're writing in exams and you write a wrong answer, the examiner, even if he sees that wrong answer, won't correct you. Will he correct you? Because if he corrects you, there is no examination. So even if you do wrong, sometimes Allah gives you the rope to do wrong. Because that is part of the examination. There are certain deeds where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Allah ta'ala hastens the adab even before what he gives in the year after. That's a different matter. But normally Allah ta'ala doesn't give retribution immediately. So you and I must be very, very confident of this. That Allah ta'ala had said, Inna rabbaka sari'ul hisab. Your Lord is very swift in taking reckoning and accounting. It will happen. Those who are the oppressors, Allah ta'ala will definitely take them to account. Allah will definitely punish them. But it won't happen to according to our time frame. It will happen in the time frame of Allah. See, you and I, if things happen according to our wishes, brothers, I don't know, half of us would be dead. This is a reality. We would wait, our enemies must die immediately. It doesn't happen that way. Allah has his time frame. And Allah Ta'ala's time frame, we don't know. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Almighty Allah. What did he make dua? رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَهُ الْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, you destroy Fir'aun. You destroy his wealth. You put a seal upon his heart that he must not accept Iman after so much oppression that he has done. He must not bring Iman until he sees your punishment. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. This was a dua of a Nabi. The ulama says that after this dua, after Allah Ta'ala assuring him that we have accepted your dua, the manifestation of the dua happened after 70 years. The 70 years it happened. It's not going to happen by our time frame. Allah has his time frame. It will happen. Be sure with regard to it. If Allah Ta'ala were to give people retribution immediately, then Allah would have taken retribution from the people who killed the grandson of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah wouldn't have allowed them to do so. Allah would have taken immediate retribution. Allah Ta'ala has his plans. Allah Ta'ala has his wisdom. And Allah Ta'ala knows his plans. Another aspect with regard to this whole particular aspect, brothers, is we constantly need to understand what is success. We see sometimes non-Muslims living in a posh situation. They have triumph. And many a times people say, when is the help of Allah Ta'ala going to come? Why doesn't Allah Ta'ala help them? Why this doesn't happen? Why? Allah Ta'ala has his time frame, as I said. And keep in mind, that doesn't determine success. It doesn't determine success. If you are triumphant in this world, there might be situations for it. Yes, you must try to reverse it. Yes, you must take means to reverse it. But if it happens, there might be some situations. There might be some situations. But it must not in any way deter you from your focus. Success lies in obeying Allah Ta'ala's commands. And failure is in going against Allah Ta'ala's commands. Failure is going against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's commands. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in one hadith, if for example, and if for argument's sake, a person leads his life in this world where everything he has complete comfort and luxury, it doesn't happen. فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. With ease there is difficulty, with difficulty there is ease. No one's life is only difficulty and no one's life is only comfort. Each and every person has his fair share. Some have might more, some might have less. But each and every person has his share of happiness and difficulty. I suppose each and every person will be happy on his day of nikah, even if he has a difficult time. I don't know in today's time if it happens like that. This is such